Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 4, Mix Number
6.
Yay! Welcome to the Halala Show, everyone!
Woo-woo-woo. Hello, everyone.
Good morning, Rika.
I know, good morning. I just woke up, but it doesn't sound like it, right?
No, yeah.
It does. I feel like it does. It always does. Like, remember whenever before on the radio, I would always be in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And I would always say that, oh, my voice sounds great in the morning, but no, it's obvious that you just woke up.
Yeah.
Like, stop lying to yourself. But anyway. Hello, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the Halala Show. If it's your first time here, welcome. Halala Show. Basically, what we do here, we have a little bit of a format. So we'll just explain it to you, all right? So we talk about our own lives. And I know Rika's got a busy day ahead today, and she's going to tell us all about it. It's a portion called Where You Been? And then we have the TTs, the trending topics for today. You can jump to those using the timestamps in the description. Today, Rika G, we are talking a few things. First, we're talking about the World Cup, which I know is a big deal where you are right now in the UK.
Yeah. They have a lot of things to say and a lot of things are happening as well, which is actually very important things to talk about.
True. And also some big upsets. Just we have to like address the big upsets, like some world football like powers lost to like some lower ranked teams over the last few days. It was pretty incredible. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Lily Rose Depp, who you might know as the daughter of Johnny Depp. She was called out for kind of not acknowledging her privilege. And she didn't like being called a nepo baby or nepotism baby.
Yeah.
Which I've never heard of that term until this week.
Oh, really?
I've heard of nepotism, but I've never heard anyone say, "You're a nepo baby."
Nepo baby.
Never in my life. All right. So we'll talk about that.
I think I heard it the first time when Hailey Bieber, when she was still Hailey
Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Yeah.
When she was, you know, making the rounds and becoming famous and everything.
Okay. And then the last thing we'll talk about is a tweet from influencer Camille Co. Is she an influencer? I don't even know what she does. She's a fashion person, right? Camille Co. She, I don't know.
Remember that? Wait, remember that scene in Friends where they're like, when you know she likes fashion, she's like a fascist. That is not the same word.
But Camille Co. tweeted her displeasure at how a local Philippine airline handled the treatment of a celebrity, meaning like she was appalled that the celebrity was given special treatment, even through immigration, et cetera.
Do people know who the celebrity is?
There's no name given. It's a guy apparently. And I think the guy's entourage.
Johnny Depp.
Maybe Johnny Depp. Nepo baby. and then other people who have also replied to said tweet kind of sharing similar experiences. So we'll talk about that as well. All right. But let's start with where you've been. And I think, did I start last week? I started last week, right?
Yeah, you started.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a busy day ahead today. What's going on with you?
I know, there's some people visiting. Parents are here. Mama, say hi.
Hi there.
Okay. That's not, okay. Stop. That's it. No, that's, no, I wanna be that's it. There. No, that's it for your airtime because we need to contact your manager. Okay. JC says hi. And then that's it. Okay. Nilimit. Censorship. Anyway, my parents are here in the UK and I picked them up yesterday in the airport, which by the way, internet in Heathrow is the best. Can I just say it's free?
Okay.
It's free and it's like the whole day. And even if you go to different terminals, it's like it's there. And then it's better than like your data. It's so good.
Anyway. Do you have to give a phone number?
Talk about the border.
Ano daw?
This is not your time, mom. Hindi, kasi yung UK, yung sa immigration nila was like super long. Like, they had to wait for like 3 hours.
Okay.
Because there were only like, there were 500 people plus, but there were only three, like, what do you call that? Three
immigration, immigration officers.
So, yeah. Anyway, so anyway, I had to wait.
She seems furious.
Like, I know she is. Ages. But I was there around 12 because I wanted to be early and I was thinking that I can just like hang out in the airport and I can do my work there. So like I did work. Like I really like called people and like, you know, booked for interviews and stuff like that because I didn't want my day to be wasted. But anyway, kudos to the internet at Heathrow Airport, can I just say? And then the week was just pretty much the same. What did I do? Oh, okay. So the past weekend, so I met up with Ryan and then we went to this pub, quote unquote pub, called The Time at the Tavern, which is like a really nice little pub where he lives. And then it was really nice because we just had like a couple of wines and then it was cold. And then there were like outside, because we stayed outside, there were like individual like heaters for the table, which is pretty cool, which nice. I found really cool. Yeah, I know.
like a hand warming table.
Yeah, a hand warming thing, but it's like right at your face. So if you if you turn it really hot, you could have a little tan on you. Oh, it was really nice. What else did I do? I didn't really do much. Oh my, I would have.
What are you
to
doing
like,
today then? What are you doing today that you can tease us for next week?
Today we are going back to Bristol by bus. Okay. So that's a different thing because usually I take the train going here and then I take the train going back. But yeah, we're going back to Bristol. And then this weekend, we are going to Edinburgh.
Whoa, what's in Edinburgh? I know that
Edinburgh
know
is that, like, yeah, it's yeah. in Scotland. Right?
Oh, it's Scotland.
Yeah,
oh,
dude. Okay.
Dude, I'm always wanting to go to Scotland, man.
Harry Potter.
It's like a lot of the scenes in Harry Potter.
Potter were shot there. Dude, I wanna see the like the Highland Games and stuff there. You know what I mean? Isn't that where the Highland Games are? Scottish Highland Games.
Oh my, I don't
where they
know.
Wear the kilt and then they throw big pieces of wood.
Yeah.
It looks awesome, bro.
What movie is that from again?
I don't know. If it's
I know, Brave. Brave did that.
I guess
remember?
So. I'll be shooting for my own hand. I hate that movie.
But also, one important thing that happened this week was my internship started. So it's like a work from home internship, which is really cool because they give you like something realistic to do. So it's not like shooting for the stars, you know, do something really complicated. So it's at Bauer Media. It's Bauer. And apparently they're like really big here in the UK. And I'm like,
ooh, Bauer
what
sounds
am I
familiar.
Doing here?
Let me look that up. It sounds familiar.
So, yeah, they own like a bunch of radio stations. And right now I'm doing my internship at Greatest Hits Radio. And yeah, and also they're pretty chill. And I went to their online like news, morning news pitch or morning news meeting. And it's like also professional. And they did everything so smoothly. And I was just thinking that if this is the job that I wanted to do in the future, or if this is the land, or this is the job that I land in, I'm like, I could do this.
What are your responsibilities as an intern there?
So on Monday, I met up with like the news editor of Greatest Hits Radio, and she just like asked me what I'm doing here, like what course I'm doing, and then asked me to do a story about the World Cup because you know there's a big game happening on Friday, which is USA UK or USA England, right? Yeah. So she just said to like come up with a story that we can lead up to the actual game. You know what I mean? Like a minor story. So we're thinking of like doing stories about local football clubs and how you know, how it's like how the World Cup is affecting, you know, the youth positively, to put like a positive spin on all the tension that's happening in the World Cup.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we've been doing. And we meet up 9:15 every single day just to like catch up on what I've been doing. And thankfully every day I do have something to update her, because I don't want to be showing up at 9:15 and be like, I didn't actually do anything this, you know, yesterday.
Right.
So yeah. And she's like been pretty chill about it. Whenever I do my pitches, she's like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do that. And I'm like,
nice.
Anyway, yeah, that's where I've been doing my internship. I'm going to do it for 5 days. So I have to apply for another one next time. But that's really the chunk of my week.
Oh.
And it's, yeah.
We'll hear about Scotland next week, huh?
I know. By the way, I watched Wakanda Forever and I loved it.
Right?
I just remembered, I loved it. I think it's really great. I mean, I'm not saying it's the greatest movie out there, but it was really enjoyable. I would watch it again. I would pay for it again. Every aspect of it for me was just, it was just a feast for your eyes.
Didn't you think the way they handled Chadwick Boseman's like absence was really well done?
Yes. It was just like, there were like, there were moments in the movie where there was silence.
Yeah, no music.
Obviously for Chadwick Boseman. But it was, yeah, I think, even if they didn't show Chadwick Boseman in that moment where they, you know, give silence, you know, it was for Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
It was so cool. So yeah, I was thinking we could do an episode for, if you haven't watched it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, we could.
Right?
We could. We haven't done that in a while. You know what got stuck in my head? I posted on Instagram, but that one line from M'Baku, the soldiers. What? They do not call him king or general. They call him Kukul Khan, the feather serpent god. It was so catchy, bro. I kept saying it over and over and over after the movie.
That line.
Yeah, and I kept putting my hands up.
I'm like, so sorry, Marissa.
You know, they have Wakanda Forever, like the hand thing, right? You know how they do the hand thing for the Talokan or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. I also like the Talokan because, you know, it's a different country altogether. Can you say country?
It's an underwater, like unhidden society
empire.
Country. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really nice. And I kind of like, I think this is my favorite, what do you call that? Like post-credit scene. This will be officially, I'm saying, it's my favorite post-credit scene. It's worth the wait.
Actually.
And it's not that long and everything was just really nice. Also, I think one of the reasons why I enjoyed the movie was because a lot of people were crushing on Letitia Wright, and I'm on it. I'm on that Letitia Wright boat, man.
Okay.
Hey. Anyway.
Yeah.
Finn.
Yeah, Finn. All right. Mine's going to be short too, because I didn't really do much this week. I just spent a lot of time playing Call of Duty Warzone this week. I did have a hosting earlier this past weekend. Debut.
Was it the debut? Yeah.
Yeah, another debut. This one was at Okada. It was really cool. Shout out to the debutante, see Bianca. That was really like, it was a really touching debut. It's the first time I've ever hosted for a PWD debutante. So she was in a wheelchair. So it was my first time to kind of see how that kind of played out. And it was just so nice to see all the family, like the family came from Pampanga, like a bunch of them came from Pampanga. And apparently, like, they were put up in rooms in Okada, bro. Everyone was
the
put
family?
Up. In
family?
Yeah, man.
What?
Yes. It was crazy.
So they got coin.
They got coin.
They
man.
Got coin.
They got pounds. They got sterling. Right. But it was really cool. And then after I went to casino, I lost a little bit. I lost a little bit of my talent fee at the casino.
That's not cool.
Not cool. But then other than that, I have a movie to recommend. I really enjoyed it. It's called Sissy, S-I-S-S-Y. It's a horror comedy. It's more like a slasher comedy. If I'm gonna kind of find a genre, it's not necessarily horror because it's not scary, but it's
is it very, Hollywood?
Yeah, it's a Hollywood movie. Okay. Well, it's already out. Like I think it came out in streaming actually. So I don't know. Is a Hollywood, does that mean it had to come out in the theaters or no? It's a Hollywood production, I guess.
If that's... Yeah, I'm just thinking that maybe if it's like, is it Korean or like Filipino?
No, it's American. It's
American.
It stars that one girl from that show you watch. What's that show with the three female leads and they're in New York and they're doing their thing?
Oh, the bold type.
The bold type, right?
It's the red hair.
Aisha D. I think she's in the bold type.
Is she the black girl?
Yeah, the black girl. Kat Edison.
Oh, yeah. I love her.
Yeah, Kat Edison. She's really good in this film. So she plays a social media influencer who had a best friend when they were kids. And there's a little bit of backstory. But anyway, they kind of find each other. Or she runs into her at a store. And then she gets invited to her. They call it a hen, which I think is like a bright. It's like a, what's the men's thing when they get married? Bachelor party, but for women? Is that a thing?
Bachelorette,
I guess, but they called it like hen. It's an Australian thing, I guess. H-E-N.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, I know she is Australian.
Okay, so she got invited to like the hen or the bachelorette party, and then things just start happening. Like she goes kind of nuts. But it's good. It's really, it's funny, and it's like a play on social media influencers and stuff. So if you kind of like that, it I think you'll enjoy it. So I highly recommend Sissy. S-I-S-S-Y. Violent.
You're supposed
funny.
To say it the way you're supposed to say Sissy.
What?
It's like Sissy.
Sissy.
You're like, we Sissy. What's that? Sissy. Sissy.
Yeah. Good show. And then the last thing that kind of wanted to highlight this week, we did another escape room. This time it was actually pretty good. Pretty good. No, because we went to... Cool.
What's a theme?
It's the same theme, actually, as the... Because in the Mystery Manila one, the one that I complained about, it was a space theme. This one was also a spaceship theme one. But the production design was, I think, a lot better than Manila. This was Breakout in Shangri-La. It's a Shangri-La mall. And on weekdays, by the way, it's actually pretty cheap. It's $350 per head, even if it's just two of you. Because I think on weekends it's like $600. So if you happen to have a weekday off, I recommend going to a breakout room. It was a space theme. The clues mostly made sense, which I was happy about. We didn't finish it, but according to the game master, we made it to like 70% of the way, which I think was pretty solid in 45 minutes. They only had to come in to give us like two clues. And one of the clues that she gave us, we missed it. We're like, fuck. We should have gotten that one. The other one was a little bit of a
stretch. What do you mean? Like you asked for clues?
No. Actually, in this one, you don't have to push a button to ask for a clue. You don't get a time penalty. They kind of watch you, and then they see if you're struggling, they'll go in to help you, right?
They're probably like judging you then.
Oh, super. Yeah.
Parang bato ang slow naman ito. May nasa harap mo na, di ba?
Yeah, I know, right? But one of the clues that we missed, we're like, oh man, I can't believe we missed that, which was fine with me, right? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
One of the other clues was a little bit of a stretch, but I could kind of also see how they came to it. The Mystery Manila one was just awful. It was like rocket science, man.
Still hating on it.
I can't stop hating. But anyway, I would recommend Breakout. The name of the room was The Space Between. And I had a lot of fun doing it. We had a lot of fun doing it. And that's my week. Shall we, Finn, and go to the TTs?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, pal, let's go with, let's start with the World Cup. The FIFA World Cup 2022. So it's being hosted in Qatar. It's happening. Well, it already started last week, November 20, and it goes until the 18th of December. And there have been a lot of games already played. And there's been, you know, it's also been marred with a criticism for human rights and treatment of like workers and stuff, LGBT rights. I know there's also issues with that, which we'll discuss in a bit. But I just want to kind of go over two of the biggest upsets in the World Cup right now. So the first one was Argentina lost to Saudi Arabia 2-1. And if you might know Argentina, they're one of the best football teams in the world. They have Lionel Messi, who is considered one of the goats of football, and they lost 2-1.
Oh, that's his team.
Yeah, Messi. Okay. He's Argentinian. Yeah. They lost 2-1.
But like outside of the World Cup, what's his team?
Now, I don't know. He used to play for Barcelona, but now he plays for He plays for Paris Saint-Germain. But he played for Barcelona for like the longest time. I don't know how many years.
Oh, wow.
Must have been like 15, 16 years he played for Barcelona.
I was looking at it. I was watching a TikTok last night about like this one Korean reporter, obviously reporting about the World Cup. Mm-hmm. And then these people just came up to him. I think they're from Saudi Arabia and telling him, like, where's Messi? I think it was a joke because they won. Didn't they
maybe,
win?
They did win. They did win 2-1.
Yeah.
And it's a big upset because Saudi Arabia, or Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, rather, is ranked like number 51 in the world. Mm-hmm. And Argentina, I think, is third or fourth. But they're in like the top five.
They must feel good.
It's crazy. It's a crazy upset. Like, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah. And I think one of the like the biggest factors like why people enjoy the World Cup is also because of how big the crowd is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you can really feel that you're supporting your country, let's say your home country, with a lot of other people out there.
True.
And you can see it in the stadium.
Yeah. And even outside of the stadium, like the eyes on the World Cup, it's the biggest sporting event like in the world.
Oh, yeah.
It's
and the money that goes around it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's nuts.
Shout out to Kingdom Saudi Arabia for that great victory. And another victory, which I watched the second half last night because I grew up in Japan, right? So I'm rooting for Japan.
Oh,
Japan beat Germany, bro. Two goals to one. Dude, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's like if you watch the game, they didn't even have like possession of the ball. According to the statistics, Germany had the ball 75% of the time and they still lost. Dude, Germany's number 11 in the world. Japan's like number 24. So it's not that big of a difference in terms of the ranking, but still like people expected Germany to win. And, you know, the cool part about both of these upsets is that, first of all, when Saudi Arabia won, they declared a national holiday the next day. And the same thing happened today for Japan. So Japan won yesterday.
For Japan. Oh,
so Japan is on a national holiday today as well.
Was the last time they won, though? Is this their first?
What do you mean, Japan?
Japan.
Japan has made it to the round of 16 multiple times. They've never won a World Cup.
They never won a...
And Kingdom of Saudi Arabia never.
A game. Probably they've won like...
They've won before. I mean, Japan has played friendlies and stuff. But if we're talking about the World Cup stage, I think this is their first time to ever beat Germany. I don't think they've ever been placed with Germany before, as far as I can remember.
I don't think the Germans would take that well to that loss.
Yeah. Because I've been watching since 2002. That was my first World Cup, 2002, because I was living in Tokyo still. And that was when it was hosted. Korea and Japan joint hosted the World Cup in 2002, which was so cool.
Wow.
And it was just a different vibe there. So wait, just before we talk about like the kind of the controversy that's going on with the One Love campaign and whatnot, what is have you felt the atmosphere there? Because I know England won like 6-2 against Iran or something a couple days ago.
Well, I'm not really sure. I don't know what to say about like the environment around World Cup. I feel like a lot of people are still supporting it here, obviously, because it's such a big sporting event here, right? You know, there are lots of like restaurants, pubs, you know, like event spaces holding, match parties and everything. I don't know what you call it here. Cause like in the States, they were parang NFL, they have like
Super Bowl party, stuff like that.
I don't know what they call it here, but I do know that there are a lot of pubs who are also not showing it because of the controversy.
Right. So let's talk about that.
Surrounding it. Yeah. Because obviously Qatar, in their country, it is illegal to be It is illegal. Is it same-sex is illegal?
Yeah, same-sex marriage.
Marriage is illegal.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Basically, there's a lot of human rights violations going on
in
Qatar.
Even you know, when it comes to like building the stadium.
Yeah, the workers, right now, there's a lot of people who I think perished during the building of this thing, which is kind of awful.
Mm-hmm. So right now, I think there are some countries who are supporting the One Love campaign, which is basically supporting LGBTQ plus rights and anti-discrimination. Basically, that is the messaging behind the One Love campaign. And apparently recently, FIFA started giving out sanctions to people who are wearing the One Love campaign. And then they came out with their own no discrimination campaign, which is basically, it's a good thing. It's a thing that they did create, you know, the no discrimination campaign for the FIFA World Cup organization and for the games that is happening right now.
Right.
But I'm just a little confused. I'm a little kerfuffled. If it has the same messaging, why would you sanction one and then create
the other?
Right. And that, yeah, not the other. So it's a little, you know, it's a little weird. However, I did hear in the news last night that a leader from Germany, I don't know if they are a football leader or, you know, they're from the government.
Right.
But they were, this woman was actually like sitting beside a leader again from FIFA.
Yeah.
And they're wearing the One Love campaign, a One Love armband.
Armband.
So I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what that says. If they're kind of like taking a stand against it. But what do you think? Okay, just to get away from the actual details, what do you think about the, you know, like the actual presence of politics and sport in one? Do you think it's not supposed to, you know, it's not supposed to happen that way?
I feel like it's just inevitable, right? I'm not inevitable, but like it goes hand in hand with each other. I mean, even every big sports team, because like you mentioned, the money, there's a lot of money going to places that we don't even know where it's going to be going, right? And then you add on top of that, all the advertisers, all the political sway and stuff that can kind of take place for, like, players have a lot of influence. Like these players, although like you'd be surprised, these football players, you might not know them if you're not a fan of football, but they are more known than like your favorite celebrity. A lot of these players are huge. The most followed person, I think, on Instagram is Cristiano Ronaldo, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty
wild.
And
doesn't he hold the biggest... No.
The biggest
one. Does he hold the biggest... What do you call this? Like, when they're sponsored with...
Probably. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
You know?
Yeah. But yeah, as I was saying, it's just... There's a lot of dirty stuff going on. Even in... This isn't new to Qatar, by the way. There's always been issues with the World Cup and FIFA in particular, which is the body, the governing body behind the World Cup. And you can't really avoid it. But the best thing, I guess, is to it brings awareness to it. You know what I mean? Because the World Cup is meant to bring nations together, right? Even though it's a competition. Right. You can see there's a lot of one of my favorite parts of watching the World Cup is seeing fans interact with each other, even though there might be friendly trash talk and whatever. At the end of games, there's this thing where they exchange jerseys. It's a common practice in football or soccer, where a team or opposing players will exchange jerseys and give it to each other as a sign of respect. And you can see fans kind of doing the same with other people that they have never met or people that they just competed against. I mean, their nations just competed against, and hopefully it kind of brings it to light to more people who are unaware of maybe the, I would call them atrocities that are happening in Qatar.
Yeah.
Because you want to watch the World Cup, right? But at the same time, at what point are you like, should I not watch it? But I want to watch, you know, support my team. Maybe you can do both, watch your team and then still speak out against the things that are happening there, something like that, you know?
And I wonder, like, how you know, like, what do you call this? Like, Qatar is just so powerful right now to be on the world stage, to have all of these, you know, these controversies on the world stage about them, but still everything is still pushing through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's about being powerful, being a powerful nation, or is it just about money?
I think it's just money, man. Like TBA.
Yeah.
Just money. Like they've already, like other countries have already put money into this as well. The advertisers have put money into this. they're not going to cancel it because they're, it's like, it wouldn't work. Like if they decided to move it, there's no time, you know? So they're like, we already put money. It's kind of like the lot. What do you call that? A fallacy, like the lost cost fallacy or whatever, sunken cost, where you already put money into it and you're like, okay, let's just do
it. It's already there.
Anyway, bar, you know, outside of the controversy, hopefully, you know, people kind of, you know, see see right from wrong, but the World Cup is still a great thing to like support, like the teams and the people who are watching all over the world. It brings hope and inspiration. Upset victories like the Saudi Arabia and Japan game are just great storylines, and we'll see what happens. We'll just kind of follow along, right?
Yeah. And if, and I feel like if people do want to talk about, you know, something important, like let's say, you know, human rights, or the rights of the LGBTQ plus community, I feel like this is where you should talk about it. It's such a big stage, you know, if, you know, let's say, an athlete has a stance, this is where you talk about it because every, all of, you know, there are a lot of eyes on you. So,
oh, there we go.
You mean, I feel like this is just the first week. Am I right?
Yeah. Just started 4 days.
So there's a bunch of things to happen in the weeks to come.
Moving forward. And we'll kind of just follow along with that. And any more thoughts on this, Arika G?
Right now, I feel like I'm still getting a hold of what the World Cup is, what's happening. So I don't really have anything to say.
All right. Should we wapow then?
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about Nepo Baby. Nepo Baby, my first time to hear that term this week. Lily Rose Depp, the daughter of Johnny Depp and Vanessa Paradis. Paradis? I don't know who that is. But caused a controversy earlier this week when she dismissed the effect of nepotism, the effect that nepotism has had on her modeling and acting career. So she had an interview, right, with Elle Magazine. And she said, the internet seems to care a lot about that kind of stuff. People are going to have preconceived ideas about you or how you got there. And I can definitely say that nothing's going to get you to the part except for being right for the part. So she's basically saying like, yeah, I'm, you know, even though my dad is famous, whatever, I did this stuff by myself. Right.
Right.
That's kind of what she's saying. Like she worked hard to get to where she is. She's reached her status in the modeling industry because of her skills and not because she's a Nepo baby. And then there was a Italian model named Vittoria Ceretti who posted she kind of had a rebuttal to this. So Ceretti, just to give you a back, because I've never heard of her until reading on it. She is a model who has appeared in multiple international Vogue covers and works with brands like Prada, Versace, and Chanel. And she didn't call out Lily Rose Depp by name, but she did say that you can tell it's her, man. She called out a Nepo baby who says that she could not have lasted through the first 5 years of my career, referring to that Nepo baby. Saying that
because the modeling world is harsh, you know, just getting into a modeling agency, you have to meet standards, which I feel like Lily Rose Depp without her name would not meet the standards. And I'm not saying that, you know, that is correct, that you should be this weight or this height, but those are the standards right now that's, you know, they're upholding in modeling agencies.
She posted on her Instagram story, by the way, C. Ceretti, saying, and you know, this part actually makes sense. I get the whole I'm here and I work hard for it, but I would really love to see if you would have lasted through the first 5 years of my career, not only being rejected because I know you have an experience with it and you can tell me your sad story, blah, blah, blah. But she said, how about, have you ever had to pay for your own flight back to your family? What about waiting hours to do a fitting and casting just to see a Nepo baby walk past you from their Mercedes with their assistant and kind of get special treatment ahead of time? And that was Ceretti's kind of complaint, saying, yeah, you've been rejected sometimes, but you didn't have to go through all the hassle of waiting in line. You didn't have to, you probably, someone sponsored your flight and your, you know, your ticket there. And even if you don't get it, you're set. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But do you agree with, or not agree. Do you like the term nepo? I don't like the term nepo baby because it sounds like they're a baby, a child. Like, you know what I mean? That's like calling, like, no, it's offensive to call someone a baby, right? Normally, like an adult, a baby.
Right. No, I think what they're saying when it comes to nepotism baby is that, you know, they're a child of somebody who's already set, who's already famous, who's already, you know, what do you call this? Established yeah. in one field, right? So it's kind of like you're the baby, you're the offspring of right. that person.
Yeah,
I don't think they're calling them like,
I know, but
oh,
I get,
you're such a baby.
I get it. But I just mean, feel like the term is, it feels like maybe that's why like Lily Rose Depp takes offense to it. It
maybe,
sounds like,
but I mean? For me, because for me, if you are a nepotism baby or if you are an offspring of somebody who's famous, I feel like no harm, no foul. That's your reality. You know, that's your life. I mean, to like not acknowledge it is just, there's a problem there, I think. It just yeah. doesn't sit well with people. Mm-hmm. If obviously, it is obvious. It is in your last name. It is so, you know, it is so obvious and out there that you are the daughter of Johnny Depp. And even if Johnny Depp does not have a chokehold on the modeling industry, mm-hmm. your name would still have an effect on people. And
it would hold weight, still, right? Your name would hold weight.
Yeah, it would hold weight on people. And, you know, kind of like not acknowledging it kind of like sets up precedent on like the future nepo babies out right. there who would feel like, oh, my last name wouldn't have an effect on people. I work hard, because you can be a nepo baby and still work hard. That does not, you
yeah,
know,
it's not mutually exclusive not, or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's not mutually exclusive, and it does not kind of like it doesn't kind of like undermines your hard work.
Yeah.
You still did hard work, even if you are a nepo baby. Just kind of like, I guess people are just
right?
saying, just acknowledge it, man.
Yeah. Just a question then, real quick, because what about, so I know this is like modeling and whatever, but for example, doctors, right? Usually right. they have kids and then their kids usually become doctors. Mm-hmm. But would you consider them nepo babies too? If, because, you know, I don't know, I'm sure doctors with their kids, they have like, they're able to get them like connections with mm-hmm. hospitals and stuff like that. Would they be considered nepo babies? Or even
maybe,
not even because, doctors, like just any
okay.
field. And then if your
I think,
babies join that field, would they be considered nepo babies?
Can you imagine?
You know what I mean? This army of
can
babies.
Can you imagine just like toddlers?
Marching, right? Joining the field. Would they be nepo babies?
I think you could technically still consider it if, let's say, they work in the same company, they work in the same hospital, because nepotism in general is frowned upon in some
most industries.
Yeah, most industries. So, you know, so I think technically you can call them a nepotism baby, especially if, like, let's say, it's like, let's say your
hospital or whatever.
No, let's say your dad or your mom is the head of a hospital. And then all of a sudden when you're, you know, you're just like in line, you know what I mean?
Right, right. You get your
when
internship
it's not supposed
right away,
to work
blah,
way.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh. When it's not supposed to work that way. I think it has a negative connotation as well.
But there's still nothing wrong with that, right? If you work
of
hard.
Course.
There we go.
Diba? Parang people have their own realities. And I get it that is your reality. And you think that you didn't get all these opportunities because of your last name. But there is that. What do you think about that, though? Na parang they have their own reality and that is their life. They think that they didn't get all these opportunities because of their last name. But what do you think about, you know, our reality then?
What do you mean?
You know,
mean?
The normal people.
Normal normies? People. Normies like us?
Normie babies.
No, because I will acknowledge that my, you know, I've had certain opportunities presented to me because my mom knew somebody, for example, mm-hmm. or my mom knew people. Right. So in that sense, I guess I could be a nepo baby in some sense, but
right.
maybe the reason, like, I think nepo babies really, like, if you are like a multimillionaire, whatever. I feel like there's more eyes on your kids. Mm-hmm. You know, no one cares who I am, right? No one's like, mm-hmm. oh, I know your mother. You're going to be, you're such a nepo baby. No one's ever going to do that to me. But I think mm-hmm. if it's like, if the, especially in showbiz here, right? Local showbiz, dude, nepo yeah. babies are abundant.
Oh, yeah. Abundant. Definitely. But I think, you know what? Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I think you're only called a nepo baby when you're successful as well, or like when you're in the limelight. Because when you're not, like, let's say you're not head of something, right. you know, the head of a company or CEO or whatever. Mm. When you're not, I don't see people or
they,
I don't
hear they don't give a shit.
Here. No, I don't hear people like call, you know, that baby that Michael Jackson dangled in the balcony.
Yeah, see,
apparently Prince Jackson, apparently he's been living such a quiet life, but I don't hear them say that he's a nepo baby.
Was that his name? I, for some reason, I thought his name was Bacon.
I think...
Oh, Blanket.
They call him Blanket.
Bacon.
They call him Blanket.
Right.
Is it because of the blanket? That...
I guess so. That he was wrapped in?
Okay, anyway. Maybe. But they call him Blanket, but his name is Prince Jackson II, I think, or something. But
anyway, I don't even know what he's doing right now, right? No one knows.
Probably. I think he's just like, he's quiet. Into like games. You probably played Warzone with him.
Yeah.
I know, right? I think he's in university right now or something.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. If you are successful.
He's a son of Michael Jackson, but nobody really calls him a nepo baby. But because he's not in the limelight and he's not successful in one thing.
He's not super well known for one big thing. So yeah. People aren't calling him. But I guess that comes with the territory, right? You have like people want you to acknowledge your and nothing's wrong with that, I guess.
Of course.
Do you feel like we are like, why can't we just be happy for people's success and not have to like, but you need to tell us that you were privileged.
Feeling ko kasi it's like, I don't know. She brought it up. You could actually kind of celebrate your own. Diba? Parang you could celebrate your successes and everything without kind of like bringing that up, you know?
Yeah. Because
everybody knows you have privilege. And if you're just happy for yourself, because how will we be happy for you if you're not happy for yourself? You had to bring that, you know, negative light onto your career.
Yes. Very RuPaul.
Victim blaming by own.
Very RuPaul. Sorry.
I mean, how will you love yourself? Will we love you if you don't even love yourself?
Yeah,
Yun?
There you go.
There. Yeah. Something in that light. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Any more thoughts on this normie baby, Rika?
I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, you're still successful or happy for you. You're still going to go on with your modeling career.
And you're rich as fuck, man. There's no problems.
Come on, man.
Wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Speaking of special treatment, we are talking about Camille Cole, who called out Philippine Airlines for allegedly giving special treatment to a celebrity at the airport. So this is from preview.ph, kind of just reading excerpts from it. But she tweeted, I wonder why Pal thinks a celebrity and his entire entourage have the right to cut lines and be assisted every step of the way, even at immigration. So this was tweeted on November 19, which was last Saturday. And she continued to say, I've flown plenty of business class flights and I'm also an elite member of PAL. Fast track doesn't entail cutting lines at immigration. In some airports, you get a special lane for you, but you don't cut people already in line. This is not about the celebrity. It's about how PAL staff initiated, encouraged, and allowed for the rules to be broken. Thoughts on that?
Well,
is it more, I guess do you think he requested special treatment, the celebrity? Probably not.
I don't know, because I feel like probably not. And I feel like if you're that big of a celebrity, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that that should happen. It's just that it happens. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking, what if the roles were reversed? What if, because she's some sort of a celebrity as well. You know, she's an influencer. I feel like if you're in that person's shoes, would you turn it down?
No.
Would you?
No. Dude, I get to the fucking plane before everyone else. Hell yeah, dude. You know how much I hate waiting? I'm in boarding group 5.
Zone D is not the best.
Dude, and when I get in there, wala nang space the overhead compartment. Are you serious? Dude, let me in. Let me in just once. I won't do it all the time. Just let me in one
gets
time.
Gets ko naman kasi. You can have... this that? Person has the right to complain all she wants. It's just that, you know what the reality is? I feel like when you're in that position, you won't say no.
No.
No, but I'm saying it's not right too.
It's not right.
I mean?
It's not right.
It's breaking the rules.
I get it.
Yeah. That's good in mind. Because sometimes I feel like in those situations, you also can't control people saying that, ay, sir, ma'am, di ka na, dito na po tayo. O kayo na po yung mauna. Yung parang, wait lang. And then you're already there. You know what I mean?
People underestimate the power that celebrities have on, like, what do you call it? Hospitality workers.
Yeah.
Or even like food industry. So, for example, here's a little story that I have. When I went to, I worked at a movie theater, right? I was serving popcorn and there was an NBA player that walked into my line and my managers were guys who love basketball, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, dude. This guy is a multimillionaire. They gave him free popcorn, free tickets.
I know.
You know what I mean? They were dick riding him so hard. And I'm like, I'm okay with it, but I'm like, this guy's rich. He can pay for this.
I know.
But they went goo-goo gaga, man. They went crazy. They threw all of their, like, all the handbook out the window and just did everything wrong. They're like, hey, man.
Airline safety out the window.
Exactly, bro. It's just, and I know, it's not right. Like, you can't, you know, it's not right what Pal did. If that's, I mean, we don't know, was it like a special request by the celebrity or whatever, but when you run into these people, sometimes you don't think about the customers anymore. You're like, oh my God, I'm in the presence of an otherworldly being. Like if Harry Styles, right? If I don't know if you're a fan of Harry Styles, but I know I'm sure if Harry Styles went onto a plane and there's a flight attendant who's a fan, and Harry Styles like, love, can I put my handbag on the chair next to me instead of putting it up top? And the flight attendant would probably be like, yeah. I don't know. Probably. Right? You'd make an exception.
Because you know what? I feel like there's also, it's also unfair for Camille Co to be like, let's say, judge. Na parang, oh, nagko-complain ka na or whatever. Because we don't know
the story of the story. She has every right to complain.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, I would. You know what? If I were in the long line too, I would tweet that shit out. Play by play, blow by blow, man. I would name the celebrity.
Immigration, ha?
Okay na. Sila. Ano lang, 2 steps lang po yung ginawa nila para pumasok at binuhat po sila papunta sa...
No, but if you also think about it, there's a safety concern as well, though. Do you agree with that? Like, sometimes big celebrities can cause a ruckus in the airport. Now, I don't think this is, I don't know if a local celebrity would have caused such a huge, like let's say BTS was getting on the plane. For sure, they have to go through a separate line. You can't have them go through immigration with everyone else. It's not possible.
But if it's obvious that they're just doing it for their own gain, I mean, like, people will complain.
Yeah.
You will see, you will hear people complain. But if, like, let's say, kunwari nga, like Blackpink, they have their own, you know, their own line.
Yeah. Usually they fly private? Don't they have their own jet?
Or maybe they do. Because they still go through like the airport customs and stuff. But I don't think they hold their own passports.
Maybe not. They
like,
probably have.
I think they have like the manager that, you know, handles all of that.
Yeah.
But interesting, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, it's an interesting sentiment.
Yeah, but that's a good point, actually. That's a good point that for some celebrities, they do need their own line and their own crew and everything because they would create like chaos in the airport. And when it comes to the airport, I feel like you need a lot of, you need organization. You need to be neat and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So ultimately, I guess to come to a conclusion here, you and I both agree that we probably would have taken the opportunity if given, but it's still not right. Right. That's the kind of the thing here.
Right.
And Camille Co, I think, had every right to complain.
Yeah.
And she was right.
And if I were in the shoes of Camille Cole, if I were in the shoes of Camille Cole as well, I would complain the shit out of that.
There we go. And just to give a little bit of a pal side of this, they responded to the airline. Ooh, has responded. Okay. And this was their statement. We are sorry to hear about this. We assure you we are committed to providing fair treatment to all our passengers. We will review if there were opportunities to improve our handling of passengers who requested our meet and assist service. Yeah. So allow us
feeling
to share
ko
as well.
Ano?
Ito pala yung meet and assist service pala. Ah, okay. So they have a thing called meet and assist service for passengers to require special assistance. This can be requested in advance. We appreciate your feedback and we believe this will help us improve our services. Thank you, Camille.
Okay.
So baka yun nga, baka the celebrity requested that meet and assist service. Right. Baka hindi lang siya well known. I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of it because I'm poor, right?
Ano mo, parang for ano, just for full circle. I want Camille Co to get that service. I
Hell
want
yeah.
her to like
then I'll tweet
I know,
about
you
it.
Know what I mean? Like Camille Co, please get that service. We want you. We want the blow by blow on Dude, that service.
I really
want to
know.
Like what do you get? Do you get like special water?
You probably get a pal keychain and then
like a blanket.
You probably ply. Need a pilot, you know? You get everything.
Probably.
Yeah.
Pero alam mo, if I got that, you know, if I, let's say I waited for hours and then I got that tweet from Pal, my interpretation in my head would be, oh, wow, wow.
Wow, hindi mo afford your most meet and assist service.
Okay, sorry.
Dude, I'm telling you, Zone D is not the vibe, man.
It's not the vibe, man.
Oh my god. So one time I would
gosh. One time.
Okay, so meet and even assist. Like for example, if the celebrity didn't request meet and assist and you were assisted, maybe one time I'd be like, yeah. But after a while, you know, I gotta play humble and join the rest of the people in the immigration.
Do you think it also says something about how famous the celebrity is?
It must
do you think
be someone
would,
big.
Hindi, kasi do you think that people would tweet that way if it wasn't like a big celebrity? Because if it was a big celebrity, I feel like people wouldn't tweet it.
Oh.
In that sense, you know what I mean?
So maybe it's like a C-lister.
Kunwari lang. Nakita kita na namamit and assist. Tapos ako, I'd be like, malamang yung tweet ko. Anong, bakit siya? Bakit siya may
podcaster
ano,
lang
special
yan,
treatment? Pero pag si Liam Hemsworth yung dumadaan, I'm gonna be like, all right, oh, I understand. Right.
I get it.
Sorry, man.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, you hold a valid point. If I saw, you know, Vice Ganda going through the airport, I'd be like, damn. Yeah, we can't, yeah. You know, she
understand.
You know, he has to go through that line because... But if I'm not going to name drop anyone. I'm trying to think.
You can name drop me.
I'm trying to think of like, yeah. You know, like, just so, you know, someone who's not as big time. It would probably would be more of a, it would probably irk me more.
Pag kunwari nakita mo ako na meet and assist, diba? Tapos, diba, uy, Rika! Uy, what's up? Uy, friend! Tapos I'm just going to be like, uy! Oy, sige, kita tayo sa loob, ah. Bye.
Yeah, anyway, there's a lot of tweets. You can check out the tweets, the reply tweets, or at least the replies to Camille Co's tweet about other people who had similar experiences where they saw celebrities get special treatment. And yeah, just the final, like, just to kind of go back to my story of my managers who went, you know, super fanboying for the NBA player. I can't really blame the staff that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not right what they do. Like, it's not right what they did, if that's the case. Like, if it wasn't part of the meet and assist thing and they really just gave special treatment, it's not right. But I get it. I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
You know? If fucking RM, Rika G, came to your campus, right? And he said, Rika, I want to cut the line at the cafeteria in your campus. Can I just get my meal?
Look, you can ask me to cut my own hair.
There
I
we go.
Do that for
exactly.
You, Mr. Namjoon.
There we go. You know, all logic goes out the window sometimes.
Yeah.
And I get
yeah,
it.
It's crazy.
It's not
it's crazy.
Right, but I get it. All right. Any more thoughts?
That's it.
What, pal?
Wow.
Right, that's the podcast for today. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening.
Don't forget to follow us everywhere. It's at the Halo Halo Show. And you guys join our group. It's the Halo Halo Show Lecha Fam Facebook group. Yep. So we're just
and don't forget to
everybody.
Rate us on Spotify, by the way.
Yes,
five stars,
please.
If you like this. And
you know
if you
what? Can I just say something that our rating compared to like this one podcast that has like millions of listeners, it's kind of like the same rating.
Right,
and
the
I'm
same
like,
rating?
Wow, I'm so proud of us.
4.9.
Okay.
Please rate us.
Yeah.
Five stars. And if you haven't listened to, if it's your first time here, you made it this far. If you want to check out our other mixes, even though we talk about stuff that happened during that week, we still talk about interesting stuff. Last week, for example, I said that I might be a cannibal, which people were scared. Someone I posted the Basaya Halala show, and someone said, "Yeah, JC LOL scared me a bit." Because I told you about the cannibal. Remember, I said that.
Oh, the cannibal.
No, if there was no legal reaper. Anyway, go listen to it. It's the last mix. Mix number four.
Okay.
All right. Or mix number five. That's it. Shall we extra song?
Do, 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 do.
Halal show.
Bye.
Yeah, Scotland.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.